And because of so many people who have done this work earlier before us, we enter into a field called yoga. There are so many paths laid out, so many things have been discovered, so many masters, so many teachers, so many religions, so many methods. And we begin to analyze and look into them. But this is a momentous moment, as Sri Aurobindo says, that moment comes when you have to rise up, take a staff in your hand, and set out for the journey once for all. Pardon? Take a staff. Take a stick in your hand so that you can climb. Take a staff in your hand and set out for the journey. This is what happened to Buddha. Suddenly he found it was no more tolerable for him to remain in that condition where he was, where he had everything what the world can give in plenty. But that was no more acceptable to him. He set out for a journey. That was the moment when Sri Aurobindo, for example, in his own lifetime, he discovered the light of yoga. Set out for the journey. Big adventure. Adventure of consciousness. Now we who are here now are so fortunate that we hear this call all the time, all around. Fortunately, around us so much of knowledge is accumulated that the moment you decide that yes, I want to know, a great knowledge is already available. So if we can now take up the staff in our hands and set out for the journey, that is where we are. The psychic being is very kind. It never imposes itself. The architect within us does not impose. He demands but does not impose. The psychic being is like God himself. God also never imposes. He demands. And the collaboration that we give, on that collaboration he builds up. And if he do this decision to collaborate, then he will lead. It is said in the Rig Veda, the very first verse of Rig Veda, it says, Agni is the leader. The psychic consciousness in us is the leader. Purohita. Purohita is a Sanskrit word for the priest. Priest is the leader. He leads all the people behind him in the temple of the divine. So our psychic being is the real priest. So if we can open to that, then through that the divine power, which is, it has come from the divine, psychic being has come from the divine. So that light will be thrown through this filter of the psychic being, and everything can become illumined. the sevenfold ignorance then can be turned into sevenfold knowledge. We become aware what Upanishad says, that which moves, that which does not move. He perceives, that is to say, we begin to perceive, we realize oneself in all the creatures. We see all the creatures in oneself. And we see that oneself has become all the creatures. This is the loftiest realization that we have. We realize that which is stable behind the cosmos. We realize that our small ego is a speck of dust in the huge cosmos. We realize that this, what we know as ourselves, is timeless, immortal. Our soul is timeless, immortal. This psychic being, this Agni which is in us, we become aware of that Agni. We are freed from temporal ignorance. We realize our entire being, what is unconscious in us, what is conscious in us, what is superconscious. And we are cured of psychological ignorance. We become aware as to by what leadership, under whose leadership, you can convert yourself from where we are to the highest levels. We are cured of constitutional ignorance. And then, whatever we do is always right, spontaneously right. And then we become the instrument of all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is true. So this is the story, you might say. Next time when we meet, perhaps if you like, we shall put the same story philosophically. This is the language of a story, but we can now put the whole thing in a philosophical way. Pardon?
It's interesting how.
Yes?
Because there's quite a big difference between mentally understanding that one is all and all is one is the first, and actually knowing it.
Yes. You are right.
And I think that experiencing one is much more interesting.
Yes, very true. Very true. To know this is sugar cube is one thing, but to put in the mouth is quite different. You are quite right. So next time when we meet, if you like, if you ask me to study this philosophically, we shall do it. If not necessary, it's not necessary. We have now explained how ignorance arises and how inconscience arises and how from inconscience we arise at this present stage with the help of this psychic consciousness. And where we are now in the state of ignorance, what kind of ignorance it is and how it can be removed, and when it is removed, what happens. So we have now a good map. But this map is a very precious map.
So our goal is to abolish all the darkness.
All the darkness that we have.
That there is no more darkness, no more.
At least in our consciousness. Everything up to the even the physical, that is what Mother says, even the cells should not be unconscious.
So this is for the individual
and so how do we relate to the world, to things in the world that are like murder and government and things like that?
You're right. This is
when we were working on this for, on the individual
right.
level.
The first thing to be understood is that the key for any development in the world lies in our personal individual development. Not selfish, not egoistic, but personal, that which is individual. As Sri Aurobindo says, individual is the key.